We want to take a few minutes today to tell you a great story. It involves people who don't make the front page but are quietly doing something quite miraculous. And it involves a monkey. We just don't think there are enough stories involving monkeys. And to start telling you this one, we have to go back to another we told you a few years ago. To our amazement, right down the street from our studios in Alston, Massachusetts, is a renovated house, a sort of monkey college, where capuchin monkeys live and learn to do simple chores for the disabled. All right, now I have a monkey on my back. Okay, oops. Hi there. Oh my gosh. When we visited Helping Hands, I had the honor of being groomed by Ayla, the personal monkey of founder Judy Zazula. These little 5-pound monks are born at Southwick Zoo in Mendon, Massachusetts. They then live with devoted volunteer foster families for their first 5 years, and only then begin training that can take up to another 4 years and cost $40,000 as the monkeys move through a series of rooms that begin to replicate a home. Finally, a simulated apartment where this advanced monkey works with a trainer who sits in a wheelchair and shines a small red laser beam to direct the monkey to the task that the trainer needs help with.
And by saying open, it's open the refrigerator. Fetch, it's bring me the container that I'm shining the laser on. And close or push means close the refrigerator.
Push! Beautiful job.
Monkeys and trainers need downtime. The playroom is covered with children's toys, stuffed animals, bouncing balls. Although nothing is as fascinating as my microphone, which momentarily turns this playroom into a monkey karaoke bar.
Okay.
And don't forget to tell him how beautiful.
What a beautiful monkey you are.
Yes, you are.
You get pretty attached to these animals.
Yes, we do. It's hard to see them go. But we're also very happy for them that they can finally fulfill their mission and that we've helped them to do that.
Huh? Since that visit, I've wondered, where do these monkeys go? Who are they helping?
Hey, Casey, bring the water right here.
Oh, she's bringing a bottle of water.
Hey, well, right here. She can do that times two.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Meet Ned Rogers, a sweet-faced blonde 28-year-old, and his Helping Hands monkey, Casey, whose tuft of dark hair brings to mind Mo of the Three Stooges. When Ned was 22, he had a devastating car accident. His first doctor said he'd never be able to move, talk, or breathe on his own. That he's doing all three, though from a wheelchair, a quadriplegic with severe brain damage, and the almost miraculous use of his hands. That's the story we want to tell.
It's okay, Casey. Come here.
Casey, look.
I'm sorry.
Come here.
When we visited Ned and his mom, Ellen Rogers, a single mom with four other kids, at home in Concord, Massachusetts, it was just another normal day. Casey alternately bossing around one of the family dogs, cheered on by Ned and Ellen.
You tell him, Casey.
Come on, get the hell out of here. Come on, move.
And lying on Ned's chest, getting her walnut treats.
They're good? Yeah? Oh, yeah. Look, there's a walnut down here. Yeah, you bet.
One of the reasons why they chose Casey for us and to be in our house was because she's a very social monkey. And she likes being around people. She really enjoys it. She's pretty used to it. We've got such a crazy house with my kids and all their friends coming in and out.
Now, when we first got her, she was down by my feet. And right now, she's up here by my ear. It's a lot of trust. And that's what's helped me.
What do those sounds? She's taking the walnuts with her little hands from your hand. And what do those sounds say to you?
Say to me that, oh, thanks, Ned. I got your back. Oh, yeah.
How has this helped your hands?
Oh, well, I've wanted to help her. I wanted to do stuff with her.
Motivates you.
Right, it motivates me.
But it also, I mean, we remember there was a point where you weren't moving your hands hardly at all. And it would seem that this would be strengthening, too.
Right. So over the course of time, it all adds up.
His wanting to pet her and wanting to have her have the walnuts or whatever, all of those things has helped his hand motion and his arm motion. Mm-hmm. And the occupational therapists believe that petting an animal or using your hands and your arms in a very natural way is much better occupational therapy any other way because it's natural. We give a lot of credit to her for how far he's come with both, particularly his right arm, which had no movement at all up until about 2 years ago.
How am I raising my arm when that shouldn't be the case? Doing little tasks every day is much better than driving to therapy twice a week.
I love how she holds onto her own leash with her tail.
It brings so many smiles. What that does for us really lifts our spirits in ways that aren't like getting a bottle out of a fridge. That she does less of.
For you, it's more what it does for your soul.
Right. Did you want to sign a book?
We can. Let's go do that. Here's what she's going to do. Go ahead. You know what to do, bud.
Is Casey signing a book?
Oh, yes.
Casey's.
This is one of her favorite things to do. Feet, holding the book open. Yep, there we go.
The book is Casey to the Rescue, a truly gripping memoir just written by Ellen, a former marketing executive and, it turns out, terrific writer. It tells of Ned's journey through hospitals like Atlanta's Shepherd Rehab and Boston's Spalding Rehab to today when they hold book signings.
Who would have ever thought that Ned was going to sign a book?
Ned writes of being Ned 1 before the accident, a kid who spouted optimistic sayings to the annoyance of his siblings, and Ned 2 post-accident. Give me a saying. Ralph Waldo Emerson.
It'll come.
Okay. Procrastination is the thief of time.
It's a great one.
It really is. You gotta buckle down and stay disciplined. You know, you can't go to where the currents of convenience.
And you really do know that stuff, don't you?
Well, it's the thoughts are in there. You just gotta capture that at the right time.
Welcome back.
Thirsty monkey.
That's Ellen Rogers from Concord, Massachusetts. The monkey in question, Casey.
Is it time for apples?
Yes.
Casey is at the moment rattling her cage, which is as big as an armoire and is tucked in a corner of Ellen's son Ned's bedroom. Both Casey and Ned being on something of a bathroom and apple break.
Here they are. And you thought we forgot. Here you go. She loves the apples.
It's really quite amazing. One day you have a buoyantly optimistic college student who takes Dale Carnegie courses and spouts positive sayings like, better to light a candle than curse the darkness. The next, you're feeding a 25-year-old capuchin monkey who will live till 40 and get that young man, now a quadriplegic, through the day.
And I was very nervous in the beginning. I mean, like, was I going to hurt her? Maybe I'd give her the wrong food. Little by little, though, she taught me a lot. We're all now, we get along great, but she will, there's many a day where, you know, she doesn't want any part of me. She always wants part of Ned.
Hey.
Were you looking for me?
Hey. I ain't going anywhere. Look at you. Good girl. How about them apples, Case? Cute girl. Oh, you love those apples. Great girl, look at you.
Ned had a devastating car accident in college in Tucson 6 years ago. Ellen spent 2 heart-stopping, stomach-turning years moving with him through hospitals across the country as he finally opened his eyes and said, hi, Mom, and went through rehab. Ellen counting on friends and her older children to take care of her 2 younger ones still in school. Luckily, Ned was able to come home. But then what? One day, Ellen opened her email to read that Helping Hands, a nonprofit that trains monkeys to help the disabled free of charge, would be holding an assembly at a local school. Casey came soon after, but she needed to be acclimated. Ned was seriously incapacitated. Ellen was in over her head.
There's a moment in your story where the work that you're doing, raising a whole family, you know, throw in a couple dogs, why don't we? And you also have to get up, I believe it's 1 and 5 a.m. to turn Ned so that he can breathe properly and not get bed sores. And there's one spate, and it's, I think, 1 in the morning, and you go there, and there's you have a moment with Casey.
It had been such a difficult time. Revolving door of failed nursing assistants. I mean, just, you know, I have a lot of empathy these days for all these other people who are becoming accidental caregivers that never expected to having to be caring for their mother, their brother, their sister.
Whatever. Accidental caregivers.
Yeah, that's what I call myself. I thought I was graduating from motherhood. Not so much, you know, and I think there's an awful lot of us who have that. And at the time, it began to wear me down. It was getting very difficult to, let's face it, even be nice. There was this one night, and she'd been with us for several months, and we were finally seeing there become love between the two of them. And I came down, and I looked at her, and she was all in her cuddles up in her bedroom, and she had her blankies all over her head. And I walked in the door, and I heard this little beep, beep, and I said, she's saying hello to me in the middle of the night. And I went over to her cage, and I leaned against the cage, and I thought, you know, what am I going to do? How am I going to do this? And I actually said it out loud. And she made this sound. She does something like, and it's just the shy of a kiss. And then she, like, purrs. She was telling me she was there for me. And I knew it as if it was, as if she had written a sign that said, I love you. I'm here for you, Mommy. I knew it. And you know what? From really and truly, she has been. From that moment.
Okay, we're both losing it.
I still cry at that story.
And she's coming up on my shoulder because she's like, this is where she's most secure, she's most safe.
What's that feel like when she's snuggled up, like, right inside your cheekbone?
Oh, I love it. Oh, I love it. It sounds disgusting, but it's a sign of friendship if a monkey is able to pick another monkey's nose. Now, do I let her? I feel kind of obligated.
At this point in our visit, Ned is getting tired. He lowers the back of his chair so he and Casey can lie down.
It is a sight to behold, to see the two of them. This is it. This is long term. She's here.
She's part of our family now. And as she gets older, maybe she'll retire. But the plan is that she would retire with us. You know, we will always want to have a Helping Hands monkey here.
You know, it's funny. I'm thinking that, and Ned says this, he now has this life with Casey where he goes out and speaks to people about spinal cord injuries. That's an important life.
It is. And this was a kid that always wanted to motivate and inspire others. He is doing exactly what he wanted to do.
Okay, you're almost parallel to the floor.
I do this to shift the weight, and I lie here, and sometimes I'll watch TV.
Well, then she's getting the remote.
Casey, the remote, the clicker? Yeah, the clicker.
She's now lying across your chest, kind of like a chest warmer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And see, this is where I just... instead of watching TV, I'll just lie here with her. And when I'm in pain, this is... the pain goes away.
a man and his monkey.
A man and his monkey. Yeah. She's able to see, she's able to feel the negative tension. And when there's that negative tension, she finds...
She's looking you.
She finds her job to be, to console me.
Ned Sullivan Rogers, Casey the Monkey Rogers, and Ellen Rogers live in Concord, Massachusetts. For more on their memoir, Casey to the Rescue, and their burgeoning motivational speaking careers, go to herenow.org. Helping Hands, Monkeys for the Disabled, based in Alston, Massachusetts, has about 45 monkeys in homes like the Rogers. They also provide veterinary care and any counseling needed. New applicants wait up to 6 months for a good fit. We'll have more on Helping Hands at herenow.org as well. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. I'm off to meet listeners at KAZU in Monterey, California. Can't wait. But the gang will be here for you tomorrow, Here and Now.